This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo. Every year, more than 1,000 women give birth while in prison. For most, that means giving the baby up to family or foster care as soon as it's born. But in a few places, there's another option, nurseries that let moms keep their babies with them behind bars. Alisa Roth reports from Indianapolis.
Bouncy chairs and portable cribs line one wall of this room in the baby unit at the Indiana Women's Prison. A foam mat on the floor is scattered with toys, and mothers sit at tables or walk around holding their babies. Jessica Adams had just gotten to prison when she found out she was pregnant with Dawson.
Say hi.
He's almost a year and a half now, and they'll live on this special unit together until she's released. This is one of only a few places in the country where women like Adams can keep their babies while they finish out their sentences. It's meant to let mothers and babies bond during the critical first years of the child's life, which research shows can have long-term benefits. Adams says it's also been a chance for mothers to learn new skills.
This place has helped me. They have programs here to help us with the parenting styles and what you should and shouldn't do.
Like how to do CPR and how to use car seats properly. For these women, being a mother is their prison job, which means they get paid to be here. The babies get formula and food through WIC and healthcare from Medicaid, just like they would on the outside. Leah Heshen, who runs the program, is employed by the Department of Corrections, but she explains most of the other costs for the unit are covered through charity.
Everything you see around you, for the most part, is either donated or purchased with donated money. So we've been very blessed with a lot of religious organizations in the area that have been supportive of the program, and a lot of different community organizations as well.
That contribute everything from gift cards to cribs, extra diapers, and formula. To come to the nursery, a woman's sentence has to be up by the time the baby turns 2.5. Eligibility for women with violent offenses is decided on a case-by-case basis. In mid-November, there were 16 women living on the unit, some with their babies, some who were waiting to have them. Several other states have similar programs or are developing them. In Indianapolis, I'm Alisa Roth for Marketplace.